Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Don't forget, Funky Buddha, they have live music on Fridays and Saturdays, so you can go tonight or tomorrow night, enjoy some live music. They'll have the football games on all day tomorrow, all day Sunday, and then for Miami and New York Monday night, for every Dolphins game, they do specials. They do $4 Pilsner pregame pours, but they do eat the enemy, eat the opponent. Something like that. I don't know. You're muted, Crowder.
Eat the opponent.
How come he's muted more often than? Is that because we've gone live on YouTube? Is there a mute issue because of that?
They mute me.
I gotcha. Well, can we unmute you?
Jimmy could unmute me. He just doesn't care.
Jimmy, is that true? You don't care?
Of course I care.
He cares, Crowder. How dare you accuse him of not caring? Regardless, Monday night, they're doing a pastrami sandwich. Omar will not be there because it's a sandwich.
But they do it hot.
They do hot pastrami, so maybe Omar will be there because that's the one caveat. If it's meat and it's hot, then he'll have the sandwich.
Hey, that's a weird, I don't eat sandwich. That's a weird phrase.
Nutty, though, to not like cheese on your sandwich, because
I didn't know until this show started how, like, childish grown men are. I don't eat this. I don't eat that. I don't eat this. I don't eat that.
I'm okay with not eating certain foods. I mean, at some point it gets silly, like certain, like Jimmy and Josh Appel, like it gets a little silly with the amount of foods that they won't eat.
Yeah.
But cheese, to me, doesn't cheese make every sandwich better? Can you name a sandwich that's not made better with cheese?
Name anything not made better with cheese. I put cheese on my Skittles. Cheese is delicious.
Jimmy, do you love cheese the way that we do?
I love cheese.
All right. Would you have a cheese dog? Because I know you like your hot dog at Costco, just plain or maybe with ketchup. Would you have a cheese dog?
No, I won't, but I don't hate cheese.
It's crazy. Omar, Appel, Jimmy, like, I just eat what's on the plate. Just throw it on the plate. I'm eating whatever you put on my plate.
I'm pretty much like that, I think, except when they put the pickle on the plate. Then, you know, all bets are off.
Well, I can't name something I don't eat, honestly.
There's things I don't eat.
If it's edible, what? I eat it.
Right. What don't I eat? I don't eat eggs.
That's crazy.
But I have, like, you know, again, I've had a couple egg sandwiches recently and they are good. So I just, now it's just out of habit that I don't eat eggs.
So you do eat eggs.
I will eat eggs. Is there something that I literally would say, no, I won't eat? Gefilte fish. I don't think I would eat gefilte fish. I don't know if you've ever had that. But
I've had it. It's not tasty, but I'd eat it. It's just
rough to look at, rough consistency.
Yeah. I took some boiled eggs. I boiled shrimp and had the shrimp boil and then boiled the eggs and then took them out the shell and reboiled them. And they had egg shrimp flavored eggs. Oh, my goodness. Delicious. That was delicious. I have three more out there now. I'm going to eat after the show.
Here's the Dolphins injury report, by the way, for today. Storm Duck did not practice. Jason Marshall Jr. did not practice. Darren Waller limited yesterday, limited today. He's on the injury list, but we believe he's going to play. Melifonwu, full practice today, but he is on the injury list.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Waddle, full practice today, limited practice yesterday, full practice today. He is on the injury list. Justin Fields for the Jets, full practice today. He had a full practice yesterday. Definitely seems like he is pacing to play on Monday night.
And it's concussion. It's not ankle, hamstring. It's concussion. So they can get cleared at any moment.
Dr. Chuck says anchovies. Yeah, I will not eat anchovies.
I won't ask for them, but when they put them on Caesar salads, I eat them.
That is true. If it's on the Caesar salad, Lori, my wife, loves it on pizza. She could have an anchovy pizza every night. But to me, anchovies are like eating eyebrows.
Man, I take them straight out that little can and just don't even chew. I just swallow them like a Tylenol.
No, thank you.
What don't I
Solana, eat? Solana told us that he had a lightning strike near his house. He lost power, but he seems to be back. Are you okay, Solana?
Yeah, no, it was pretty crazy, but seems like everything's
Unfortunately, your mustache is still there.
It's lightning to strike.
I thought that might attract the lightning and just blow it right off his lip.
I'm debating shaving it because on Monday's Heat Media Day, I have to sit across from Eric Spoelstra and interview him, and I don't know if he'll take me seriously with this mustache. So I am, full disclosure, debating shaving this thing off.
At least make it less wide.
Like, take it to the corner of your mouth.
Mustaches aren't supposed to go from ear to ear.
Tighten it down.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral VW. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater.
What?
That's right. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
I'll run through local headlines in a second because there is a jam-packed weekend ahead of us. Obviously, FSU, Virginia tonight.
Somebody puts on the chat, Hawk, deviled eggs? So here's a shocking admission because I don't eat eggs. And Lori loves deviled eggs. And sometimes they have that as an appetizer at restaurants, the deviled eggs. I don't know what it is. She orders it, but I don't even know what a deviled egg is.
Have you looked at it?
Yeah, it looks like the egg is almost scooped out and then re-put in the egg white. I don't know.
The yolk of the egg is scooped out after it's been hard-boiled, and then they mix it with mayo, and then they'll put it back and other stuff.
I was about to say, that's very white, just mayonnaise. You have to put like relish and seasoning and bacon bits and all kinds of good stuff.
I always see seasoning on the top of a deviled egg. Yeah. Like looks like a paprika.
You just mush up mayonnaise and yolk?
No. I don't eat deviled eggs either. I'm not a big fan. So I've seen my family make it loosely. I'm not hovering around the kitchen monitoring the deviled eggs. I think they put mustard in it too, Crowder. Do they put mustard in it?
Yeah. Mustard, relish. I make a hell of a deviled egg. I put bacon bits, I load it up.
Yeah. I don't like it.
You don't eat eggs though.
Well, that's what we were saying. Crowder was saying, is there anything that you just will not eat? And I don't eat eggs, but I was telling him I kind of do it more out of habit at this point because the egg sandwiches that I've had over the last year or so, just because I've had egg sandwiches, happen to be delicious. But it's not like I would, you know what I mean? Like if it's placed in front of you where you would literally say, I will not eat that. We know you're that way with seafood. But like, is there anything that you just I will not eat that. We were saying maybe anchovies.
Anchovies, 100%. I'll give you an example. I love Caesar salad. You guys know I'm on this chicken Caesar wrap kick. But yeah. If I see a Caesar salad with an anchovy on top, I can't bring myself to eat it. Even if I just remove the anchovy, and I know it's made with anchovies, I'm not eating the Caesar salad. It's disgusting.
Mm. Yeah, anchovies are very divisive.
Yeah. Y'all are grown men, huh? You'll just put a plate. You just won't just put the plate to the side. Somebody text tripe. Tripe is delicious.
Isn't that like stomach?
It's tongue, I believe. No, it's stomach lining.
I think it's stomach. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, so good.
Tongue is good. I've had tongue. I've had bull's testicles. That's good too.
Well, we're talking about things that you eat.
He should talk about his Friday night. What you got planned this weekend? Goodness. Chitlins? You ever had a chitlin?
I have had chitlins.
Oh,
because I told you, you know, it almost, I think there's a correlation between that and gribbiness, which is a Jewish thing.
Oh, man. You get the chitlins, you clean them out. You got to, you know, clean all the, because they're intestines. You get all the mush out. Then you marinate them and you fry strips. Oh, my goodness.
So gribbiness, which is what I grew up eating. My dad loved gribbiness. Crispy golden brown bits of rendered chicken or goose skin, often fried with onions, served as a snack or a garnish. It's an ingredient in Ashkenazi Jewish cuisine.
How do you spell that, Hawk?
Gribbenes. Gribbenes.
Chicken
skin. It's
made
with schmaltz, which is chicken fat.
Oh, that's great. Who doesn't like good old chicken fat? Yeah. Oh, me and Lyle, we are kindred spirits. Oh.
And he would bring home a bag of Gribbenes.
Oh, we would have went after it. He would have locked little Mark in the closet and had a good night.
Oh, my buddy Justin saying liver. I won't eat liver. That's a good one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I like a liver pie.
Mm-mm. This doesn't seem appealing.
Oh, man. Liver. What's it called? Shepherd's pie with liver instead of beef. Oh, my
No. Why would you ruin a good shepherd's pie with liver?
Goodness. Liver is a delicious flavor.
Cottage cheese. Can't eat it.
I love cottage cheese.
Oh, I'll eat it, but I'm not a fan.
I love cottage cheese.
We just grew up different. I wasn't allowed to just push the plate away when I was a kid.
Well, that's true. That is 100% true. If I didn't like it, I could push it away, and there was no repercussions.
If I didn't eat my dinner, it was my breakfast. If I didn't eat my breakfast, it was my lunch. That's y'all was spoiled.
I wasn't. I had to eat whatever, unless I was allergic to it, obviously, and seafood. But like one thing, for example, mojeja, which are sweet glands. We throw that on the grill. I hated that growing up. And my dad wouldn't eat. No, like you're going to eat the mojeja. You're going to eat the morcilla, which is blood sausage. And now I love that stuff, bro. Love it. Man.
Y'all are trust fund babies.
Yeah. Says the guy whose dad played in the NFL. My dad's out there slinging 3 yards of felt a corner store.
The thought of a plate touching the dinner table and me being like, ugh, I don't eat sweet glands. Okay, no problem, Chan. What?
Yeah.
Yo ass hungry? You gonna be hungry tonight? Okay.
Yeah, that I did not have. I did not have that that upbringing.
Cube steaks. I don't eat cube steaks because I ate so many growing up, and I figured out they're just leftover beef patties. Like even parts. Worse. Yeah, just
parts,
yeah,
parts formed together.
Yeah, ground up tendons, fried.
What's a cube steak?
See,
just the poor cuts of meat that no one else will buy.
Like, so they cut the steaks off a cow, and then they cut everything off to make hamburgers. And then they let raccoons eat everything else. And then the leftovers they make into a
whatever the raccoons skip becomes cube steak.
Are you guys going to bet this FSU Virginia game tonight or no?
I think I'm going to take FSU laying the points.
Yeah.
Still 7.5?
Let's see.
Yeah.
6.5 when I looked.
I went with Lee
Sterling. 7.5. Yeah, I got to wait till it goes back down to 6.5.
What did I get it at?
Well, that's tonight at 7 p.m. FSU, number 8 in the country. Miami will be on the road at Doak Campbell Stadium next Saturday. Inter Miami plays tomorrow at Toronto FC, 4:30 p.m. kickoff. 5 regular season games remaining. Tonight, Los Marlins open up their 3-game series, final series of the season for the Fish. Sandy Alcantara is on the bump tonight.
All right.
Really quickly, before we go to break, any of you guys see two things regarding the Lakers? They gave J.J. Redick a contract extension, 4 years, $32
million.
All that? Yeah. And then I had to triple check, really, if this was a real story. I saw Bleacher Report post it. J.J. Redick says he spends 1.5 hours talking to ChatGPT a day. He says he considers himself a, quote, lifelong learner and loves to, quote, absorb information via ChatGPT.
So I never thought about it till I read that this morning. And he said that he used to read Wikipedia all the time, that was his thing. And when you think about it, you could literally, if you're driving for an hour, I got to go up to Tampa tomorrow. If I'm driving, I could chat with an AI program the entire way and learn things.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like what? What do you want to learn?
Whatever I decide that I want to learn at that moment. If I want to say, hey, ChatGPT, how do you make the best deviled eggs? By the time I get to Tampa, I'm going to know. Now, I don't have an insatiable appetite for knowledge, so I won't be doing that. But I can see J.J. Redick doing it.
Well, people do the, what is it called, books on tape and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Hey, J.J., read a book. All right? Open up a book. Read it. Absorb the information.
I've always had that conversation. Why does reading a book, why is that better than watching a television show? What's the difference? You're absorbing information. What's the difference if you do it from a book, a TV show, or AI?
I'm on your side of this, but the answer is always, when you read it, you create your own thought of what's going on. They're not pumping you with what it
yippee.
Is.
I mean, what if you're an idiot? So then you're creating an idiot visualization of, like, I'd much rather watch Star Wars than read Star Wars. It's the dumbest thing. People say that all the time. Oh, you should read a book. I don't need to read a book. There's so many shows out.
When you're watching a TV show, it's just brain rot. But when you're reading, you're enhancing your vocabulary. You're literally putting stress on the brain.
I'm hearing words on the show. What are you talking about?
It's brain rot. You're not really absorbing
anything. No, it's not.
Anything.
That's nonsense. That's the nonsense that people spew. I'll open your eyes by the time I'm done on this show.
What's the show with the hobbits?
Lord of the Rings.
Hobbit.
Yeah. Lord. They swear, the book Lord of the Rings is 10 times better than the
way
movie.
Way better. I never watched
Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. All right. Anything else?
Your weather right now in South Florida, lightning near me. And I know it's raining in parts of our area. That is your weather.
I love catching Solana with a funny chat message up there. Dan Day is up after us tonight. Hope everybody enjoyed the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour on a football Friday as much as we did. Monday, we'll give you 1 hour, and then Solana and Tobin and Omar Kelly will get you ready for a little game night action with Game Day Uncensored. So everybody have a great and safe weekend. We will speak with you on Game Day El Lunes.
It's toasted.
Believe it's toasty.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.